There's so many people on the roads, say on country holidays, you can get situations of so-called road rage. Why does this seem to be on the rise? Emma Rappaport has the story.
Last week in Queensland, yet another case of road rage came before the courts. This time, the victim was dead and the perpetrator up on charges of murder. Associate Professor Jeremy Woolley is Director for Automotive Safety Research at the University of Adelaide.
I think it's just a populist notion amongst the media, to be honest. It's a nice catch term that people can apply to it. We've all driven and we've all got very strong opinions on how people should behave on the roads and perceptions about what suitable behaviour is. And any deviations from that often capture the imagination of the community. And I think we really need to sort of label and consider road rage as a criminal activity and not give it its own tag, which somewhat sort of diminishes the gravity of the event.
How do you think we could combat road rage or just rage in general in society?
I think aggression of any sort in any environment really needs to be tackled, and that's no different to, you know, how you might behave at a sporting event, for example, or at the beach. I think what plays into the hands of the sort of road rage notion, I guess, if we want to follow that path, is that when you're driving a vehicle, you're somewhat anonymous. So, you know, you're sitting inside the car, no one knows who you are, and it's quite easy to sort of behave in a manner where you're not held to account.
Russell White has been a driving instructor for 20 years. He says road rage doesn't just happen on roads.
You sort of talk to most people, and you know, the highways are one of them, but I think more and more it seems to be the case that, you know, places like shopping centres, especially as we head towards the festive season, the car park rage could also be something that people start to notice a lot more. And even around school zones, I've seen that same type of behaviour become more prevalent, you know, certainly from the people we speak to.
Russell White says road rage should be taken as seriously as other forms of violence.
We're looking at a lot of things at the moment around domestic violence, and, you know, part of that comes from raising awareness. It comes from having champions within the community that take ownership of that issue. And I guess, broadly speaking, trying to cultivate that message of a bit of tolerance and, you know, getting on with your fellow motorists. And again, that's a two-way street. You know, I think for every road user, there's certain things that, you know, sometimes people might not even knowingly be doing the wrong thing. It's a matter of trying to educate that. And as I said, even something as simple as not using an indicator or, you know, not checking a blind spot, a simple error like that can very easily escalate into a much more disastrous situation.
Jeremy Woolley says it's important to remember that road rage is a crime.
It really is bordering on the criminal activity. So it is a case of getting the police involved. I mean, that behaviour is totally unacceptable. And these sort of incidents should be reported to the police, and people should note number plates and report them. Unless they get reported in, these people will continue behaving in that way until some intervention occurs.
Jeremy Woolley there, ending that report by Emma Rappaport.